This is audio clip A for the Kingsbridge to Bokum Creek walk route. Here at the head of the Salcombe Kingsbridge estuary, you'll find a clue to why this estuary is especially unusual. Almost every estuary everywhere is fed by a river, but here there is none. You can see a stream emerging through pipes here, and other creeks of the estuary have their own streams, but they're no substitute for a fully fledged river. And it means the water here is much saltier than your average estuary. So, with most of the salt of the area, but all the shelter and nutrients of an estuary, it's a rare and special spot. When the tide is out here, there's no shortage of mud to feast your eyes on. It doesn't look like there's much going on at first glance, but that mud is a biological powerhouse. In fact, there are so many microorganisms, they use up all the available oxygen in the top few millimetres, and the bacteria below have to live on other chemicals. On top of the mud, you might see a golden brown sheen, and this is millions of tiny, single-celled seaweeds called diatoms. These minute plants can move, migrating up to the surface of the mud at low tide to photosynthesize, and back down below as the tide returns. Some may float to the water surface when the tide comes in too, forming a frothy golden brown scum, sometimes mistaken for pollution. They're a favourite food for all kinds of creatures, including the grey mullet. The mullet follow the tide in to graze on the diatoms and other organic matter, and it's well worth keeping an eye out for them here in the estuary. You're looking for a fish about 50 to 60 centimetres long, with two dorsal fins along its back. Despite its drab name, this fish is a handsome silvery specimen.